Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 394 for Monday, May 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was nearly mixed Monday as traders tried to get a handle on the extent of the frost damage over the weekend, while also watching the nearby weather forecasts calling for much-needed rain in Alberta later this week. Canola settled within $2 of unchanged the July contract, down 80 cents at $515 per ton. The mercury dropped below freezing across much of Western Canada over the weekend, with some of the coldest temperatures in Manitoba. The general sentiment is that most of the emerged canola made it through the frost in reasonable shape, but there are also a few damage reports circulating the market. Forecasts calling for rainfall across much of the dry areas of Alberta later this week were being followed closely today. Gains in Chicago soy oil did provide underlying support, but soybeans were down for most of the session. The Canadian dollar, it was stronger Monday, and that did put some pressure on canola values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., activity was thin and choppy, with the bias lower in beans for the most part, but slightly higher in corn. Soybeans were down a penny to up 5 cents, the July contract down a half cent at 1064 and a half per bushel. Rising U.S. acreage ideas and improving South American weather patterns were behind some of the selling pressure. Private forecaster Informa Economics released updated estimates today, pegging this year's U.S. soybean area at 83 million acres. That would be about 3/4 of a million acres above the USDA's official number and 350,000 acres more than was seeded last year. Dry weather in Argentina was also a bit bearish, as farmers there should be able to make more headway bringing in this year's crop. For corn, prices were up 1 to 3 cents, the July contract up 3 at 9 or at 3.94 per bushel. Informa lowered its estimate on US corn acres to 93.4 million. That would be down slightly from the USDA's current forecast. News that U.S. exporters had booked a 128,000-ton sale of corn to South Korea was also supportive. But farmer selling on the other side kept corn range-bound. The fast pace of spring seeding this year was also weighing on prices. For wheat, prices were up 2 cents to down 3 cents. The July contract in Chicago unchanged at 474 and 3/4 per bushel. Rising production estimates out of the Black Sea region were a bit bearish. Good spring wheat seeding weather in the northern tier states and expectations for improved ratings for winter wheat in the southern plains also put some pressure on values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, May 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.